Reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Continuing from Matthew 26, verses 17 through 18. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? He replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.
The seed of Abraham, the desire of all the nations, the sacrificial lamb, the bread of life, the sinner's truest friend. Jesus is in. So lift up
Again, from Matthew chapter 26, verse 19. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. And continuing with verses 26 through 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." The Passover feast commemorated Israel's miraculous deliverance from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. God had heard his people's cry for help and had sent a series of terrible plagues to demonstrate his power over the false gods of the most powerful nation on earth. The Lord told Moses to command every Jewish family to kill a spotless lamb and to brush its blood on the top and sides of the doorposts of their homes. Then they were to cook and eat the lamb in remembrance of that night. Those families would be spared the death of their firstborn when the angel of death passed over the land. Pharaoh finally relented, and the children of Israel were freed. Jesus took the key elements of that meal, the unleavened bread and the wine, and had the audacity to say that he was the Lamb, whose blood would be shed to free us from the bondage of sin.
Precious blood of Christ.
Reading from Matthew chapter 27, verses 22 through 26. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Pilate had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Continuing our reading with verses 57 through 59. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Matthew chapter 28, 1 through verse 6. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Lamb of Bethlehem, born in a manger, grew up to become the Lamb of Calvary, slain for the world from the very foundation of the world. And finally, from the closing verses of Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Let the praise arise. Join in proclaiming that Jesus is alive. Come in with singing. Rejoice, let the praise arise. Join in proclaiming that Jesus is alive. Shout it out. Sing aloud. Lift up your hands. The King of Glory, King of Glory, shout it out, sing aloud.
could not hold him. The grave could not keep him in. Risen and reigning, salvation is his.
Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him in. Risen and reigning, salvation is his. Shout it out. Sing aloud. Lift up your heads. He's the King of glory. He is risen, Jesus, the King of glory lives.